Yeah, that's correct. The Jewish Community Council of Victoria, it's the roof body of Victorian Jewry, and they have called on the federal government to eliminate discrimination against same-sex couples and voted to support same-sex marriage. Now, this resolution passed last Monday night notes that the question before Australia at the upcoming postal survey is one relating to civil, not religious marriage, and that the motion supports same-sex marriage under civil law as part of its commitment to equal rights and respect for all people and the elimination of discrimination in all its forms. Now, Nitsa, this motion also urges all participants in the public debate regarding same-sex marriage to engage with respect and tolerance and without personal rancor. Last month, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies also voted to support same-sex marriage, and now the JCCV has come on board as well.
Evan, there is a very interesting article about Jewish ethics and same-sex marriage in the Australian Jewish News this week. Can you please tell us about it?
Yeah, that's right, Nitsa. We have a very interesting opinion piece this week from Hannah Aroney. She is a student, a former student of Beth Rivka College in Melbourne, and she works as a legal researcher in Melbourne. She writes that as well as legal reasons for supporting marriage equality and the effect it will have on preventing suicides, Jewish moral philosophy impels us to vote yes in the upcoming postal survey. So a very interesting viewpoint from Hannah Aroney in this week's edition of the Jewish News.
I think it's interesting because she comes from a religious background, from Beth Rivka. So she says Jewish values compel her to vote yes. Why?
Well, Hannah Aroney believes that people must vote yes because in Parshat Shoftim, the Torah says justice, justice you shall pursue. While some commentators believe justice is repeated for simple emphasis, others like Rabbeinu Nissim say it means we should champion both the law's letter and the spirit of justice. She says right now Australian LGBTI people are not legally equal in spirit or practice, although de facto relationships are theoretically legally recognised and offered some protections. In practice, de facto status does not confer the same certainty or protection as civil marriage.
And we're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And I think the debate in the Jewish community about same-sex marriage continues. Some people convinced that they have to vote no because of religious reasons. Some people, even from religious background, are voting yes. So this is very interesting, but we are a democracy and everyone can choose to vote what they feel is right to vote. Evan, on the cover page of the Australian Jewish News, we see six photos of six personalities from the Jewish community. Can you tell us what is it all about?
Yeah, well, Maccabi New South Wales have inducted six people into their Hall of Fame. They include the late Olympian Emmerich Santo, Wallabies 5/8 Rupert Rosenblum, former FFA board members Phil Wilansky and Brian Schwartz, Maccabi Australia past president Phil Filler, and karate world champion Danny Hakim. They have all been inducted into this Hall of Fame, and they will join some of the most high-profile Australian Jewish sporting personalities, including Frank Lowy, in this exclusive group. Now, Nitsa, the Hall of Fame, it was established by Maccabi in 1999 when Rupert Rosenblum's father, Maya Rosenblum, was honoured as part of the first group of inductees. And now, Maya and Rupert, they're the only father-son duo to be part of the Maccabi Hall of Fame. I'll take you through some of the inductees. Phil Filler, he's a very well-known communal figure, a long-time Maccabi administrator. He said he was pleasantly surprised to find out that he would be inducted into the Hall of Fame, saying that I've done a fair bit for the organization and it's great to have that recognition. Other names included Phil Wilansky. He was an FFA board member and stood on the pitch in 2005 when Australia qualified for the FIFA World Cup. He said it was an unbelievable moment. You can never forget that night in 2005 when Australia qualified for the World Cup, because that kind of emotion can never be repeated. Other names on the list include, as I said, Brian Schwartz. He's a former Maccabi Australian, Maccabi New South Wales treasurer. He described his relationship with Maccabi as a love affair, saying, I go back forever with Maccabi, but this was a total surprise. A big mazel tov to all six inductees and to the Maccabi New South Wales Hall of Fame. There will be an official function held in December to honour all of them.
Evan, Dusty Ehrlich met with the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull last week.
Yeah, she did, and they discussed the stalled extradition proceedings against the former Das Israel principal, Malka Leifer. Dasi Ehrlich told the Jewish News that she spent half an hour talking to the Prime Minister, and she felt that he was very aware of the issues, and he wanted to hear more about her story. Now, Malka Leifer, she fled to Israel in 2008 when accusations that she had abused students at the school in Melbourne surfaced. Now, despite Ehrlich's campaign to bring her back to Australia to face justice, Malka Leifer has remained in Israel ever since. Last year, an Israeli judge ruled she is too mentally unstable to face extradition proceedings relating to 74 counts of alleged child sexual abuse, but she was not hospitalized and her movements are unrestricted. Dasi Ehrlich said the Prime Minister was definitely empathetic and interested. He wasn't just asking the right questions, he meant what he said. So we'll all be watching this very closely. Of course, Malcolm Turnbull will be going to Israel later this month for the centenary of the Beersheba commemorations. He'll be there along with a number of Australian members of Parliament, and obviously Dasi Ehrlich is hoping that Malcolm Turnbull will speak to Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu about Malka Leifer.
I must clarify to our listeners that Dasi Ehrlich is a child sexual abuse survivor. She actually had the courage to go and expose the former Adas Israel principal Malka Leifer. And what she's doing now, she wants justice. She wants Malka Leifer to be extradited to Australia to face justice.
She's an incredible woman, Nita. Yeah, she's an incredibly strong woman, Dasi Ehrlich. She's on a mission on this campaign to bring justice to Malka Leifer. And obviously, we'll all be watching her efforts very closely.
Evan, we are celebrating Sukkot, the Jewish community around Australia. Some build the sukkah, all congregations have their own sukkah with Sukkot parties. We are heading on Simchat Torah. Can you tell us about your Sukkot and Simchat Torah?
Nita, Sukkot celebrations are well underway in Sydney, and there's a very big event happening at Taronga Zoo today until 3 p.m. It's a joint event between J&F and Jewish House. It's called Sukkot Family Day at the Zoo. There will be jumping castles, face painting, and lots of activities for the kids. As I said, Sukkot at the Zoo, Taronga Zoo, today until 3 p.m.
Oh, that's fantastic. So our listeners actually can pack up the kids and go and celebrate Sukkot at Taronga Zoo in Sydney. Fantastic. Evan Zlatki, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much, and Chag Sameach.